Welcome to Best Advisor Insight Podcast. Each podcast gives you a quick summary of the latest industry news, updates, and information. Now here's your host, Ed Barrett.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Podcast. My name is Ed Barrett. I am the founder, president, and CEO of Broker Educational Sales and Training. Today, I'd like to share with you the recently announced numbers from the Internal Revenue Service for health savings accounts. So for calendar year 2020, the annual limitation on deductions for health savings accounts for an individual with self-only coverage under a high deductible health plan is going to go up to $3,550. That is a $50 increase from the 2019 limits. Additionally, for calendar year 2020, there are also the annual limitation on deductions for health savings accounts for an individual with family coverage under a high deductible health plan will also go up to $7,100, which is increased from $7,000 in 2019. Now, for calendar year 2020, the revenue procedure also explains that a high deductible health plan defined under the Internal Revenue Code Section 223C2A as a health plan with an annual deductible that is not less than $1,400 for self-only coverage or $2,800 for family coverage. And the annual out-of-pocket expenses, the deductibles, the co-payments, and other amounts, but not premiums, do not exceed $6,900 for self-only coverage or $13,800 for family coverage. Now, those limits are up slightly from the 2019 limits of $1,350 for self-only coverage or $2,700 for family coverage, with, of course, with annual out-of-pocket expenses, deductibles, co-payments, and other amounts, but once again, not premiums, that don't exceed $6,750 for self-only coverage or $13,500 for family coverage. Well, I hope you found this to be informative. Should you need any additional information or continuing education programs, don't hesitate. Visit our website at www.brokered.net. Thanks and have a wonderful day.